even though there wasn't really a Jewish ghetto or neighborhood,
a lot of people located
in the downtown area, around where the synagogue was.
But everybody lived there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you remember.
On Oki, there were a lot of Jewish people, but it wasn't a ghetto, mm-hmm. because there were a lot of Gentile people that lived there also. So, you know, there was...
None of that was there.
I can remember when I was in the gift shop, people used to come in and ask me from out of town, where's the Jewish neighborhood? I said, there's no such thing as a Jewish neighborhood. I said, Jewish people live just all over the city.
Mm-hmm. Was that surprising to you that there wasn't a Jewish neighborhood per se? Do you recall that?
You know, I don't even remember thinking about that. It was so foreign, mm-hmm. To me. I never thought about a Jewish area. It was just a matter of survival. it was just a matter of surviving.
So how did you survive? What did you do?
What did we do? We went through the transition of looking for Jewish butchers. We went through that transition. We bought meat from Denver, and then we bought meat from Arizona, and we bought meat from California, and I got a job. My first job was at the temple. When we first came, I was the executive director, whatever you call them, at the temple. Mm-hmm. So it was a very easy transition for me because I was in the temple, so I got to, you know, meet everybody and sit. And at that time, I'm just trying to think of who was... Sarah was in the gift shop. Was she president then of...
The Women's League? I don't think so, because Sarah was the first president, and that's early. No, Sarah was in the kitchen all the time with Bess Schwartz
and Etta Hamel. Who was it? Bess Messing. What's her name?
Well, Jean Messing was involved in a lot of things. But I don't know if she was necessarily involved. I don't think she was necessarily involved in the gift shop. I will say this. I think that Jean Messing and Sarah and I think Gertrude Rudiak and a few of them got together because there was no place where you could buy Jewish articles,
right,
like candlesticks, Hanukkah menorahs and stuff like that. So they got together and they formed this. There's a picture of them, and it was like a little gift shop, but you know, it was just a counter, yeah, where they had the Jewish articles, and that's how the gift shop got started.
That was the birth of the gift shop.
That's